Sukkah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. So it's important to know that there are 24 Mishmari Kohuna, and each Mishmar, during the year, they would have the specific weeks that they would go and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But when it came to Yontif, all of them would come to the Beis HaMikdash, and then because there were so many Karbanos, they would divide up the Karbanos. So since there are 24, the issue on Sukkot is that there were more than 24 Karbanos brought on almost every day of Sukkot. The only day it was exactly 24 was Hoshana Rabbah. But the Mishnah is just going to explain how they would divide up all the Karbanos of Sukkot with 24 Mishmaros. Yontif HaRishon Shel Chag, Hayusham Shloisha Sarparim. The first day of Sukkot there are 13 cows, Ve'elim Shnayim, 2 rams, V'sa'ir Echad, and 1 goat. Nishnayirisham Arba Asar Kvasim, L'shmona Mishmaros. It would then come out, because there's one other animal, there were 14 sheep, because there was 14 sheep also every day of Sukkot, that were left over for the 8 remaining Mishmaros. Basically, the first day of Sukkot, there were 30 animals. 13 cows, 2 rams, that's 15, 1 seir is 16, and then another 14 sheep, that's 30. So before we get to the sheep, there were 16 other animals, so that's 16 Mishmaros, but there's another 8 Mishmaros left over for the 14 sheep. So how did they divide it up? So here's how it was done. B'yom Rishon, so the first day, Shisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 6 of these remaining 8 Mishmaros. They each would be Makriv 2 Kvasim, 2 sheep. So that would take care of 12 of the sheep, but there's still another 2 sheep left for the 2 remaining Mishmaros. Vashar Echad Echad. So the 2 remaining Mishmaros, they each did 1 sheep. B'sheni, on the second day of Sukkot, where every day there was 1 less number of cows. The first day was 13, and now it would be 12 on the second day of Sukkot, which meant instead of having 8 Mishmaros left over, you had 9. So how did the 9 Mishmaros makriv 14 sheep? So here's how. Chamisha makrivim shnayim shnayim. 5 of them would do 2, so that's 10. Now you had another 4 Mishmaros, because there were a total of 9 left in this case. So 4 Mishmaros had to do the other 4 kvasim. Therefore, it's vashar echad echad. Each Mishmar of these 4 would do 1 sheep. Bashlishi, the third day of Sukkot, where now there would be 10 Mishmaros that would be open, because there's 1 less cow. So that means that there were 11 cows on the third day of Sukkot, 2 rams, and 1 goat. That's 14, and then therefore they had another 10 Mishmaros remaining for the 14 sheep. So what did they do? Arba makrivim shnayim shnayim, 4 would bring 2 of the sheep, vashar echad echad. And the remaining 6 would each bring 1 for the total of 10. Bervi, again, same math, 1 less cow, then there's going to be another Mishmar that's available. Shlosha makrivim shnayim shnayim. Out of the remaining Mishmaros, 3 of them were Makriv, 2 sheep, Vashar Echad Echad, and then the remaining ones, 1 sheep. Bechamishi, on the 5th day, Shnai Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim, Vashar Echad Echad. 2 of the remaining Mishmaros would bring 2, and then the remaining after that would bring 1. Bashishi Echad Makriv Shnaim. But on the 6th day, where there are 8 cows, 2 rams, 1 goat, that comes out to 11, so there are 13 Mishmaros left for the 14 Kvasim. Echad makriv shnayim, 1 of the Mishmaros would bring 2 of the kvasim, vashar echad echad, and the other 12 would bring 1. Bashvi kulan shavin, but on the last day, Hoshana Rabbah, there were exactly 24 animals, therefore everybody brought 1. Bashmini chazru lepayis, kivur golem. But on the 8th day, on Shmini Atzeres, they went back to the lottery like we had in Yuma, just like all the other Yom Tovim. Mashenkein on Sukkot, what we described before, there was a specific order of the Mishmaros, and that was the same order that they gave out the different karbanos. But on the Yom Tovim, it was done by lottery. Amru, Misha Hikriv Parim Hayom Lo Yakriv Lamachar. They would say normally that whoever brought a par today should not bring it tomorrow. Elechozim Chalilo. But rather that they would rotate. Chalilo is like a circle, like a rotation. This Tfarsal explains, they were saying this on Sukkot. And that's why they would not have the same Mishmar bring the same type of animal the next day. They would try to alternate it as much as possible.